words, which we just heard read, are the last words that St. Paul wrote to his young associate Timothy, giving him some final words, some final words of comfort, admonition, to this young man whom he had asked to stay in Ephesus and organize the church there and continue the work that St. Paul had begun. And he knew that Timothy, as for all of us, will have times of trouble. He will become disheartened. He will become discouraged. Everything will seem to go wrong. And he'll wonder, why am I here? What am I doing? Am I making any progress at all? Or is everything simply status quo with no movement? And I know that Timothy, too, felt many times that he possibly had walked all day long, and he turned around, and he saw no footsteps. Nothing had happened. When this happened, when this occurred, St. Paul indicates the best way to approach it. Remember, first of all, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. And this is the center and core of Paul's entire message. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. This is not merely that we should carry the story of the resurrection with us and occasionally use it whenever it fits. But we carry Jesus Christ himself with us as part and parcel of our daily life. In our day-to-day work, we remember Christ because he is the center of all of our civilization, of all of our activities, past, present, and future. But he is Christ, risen from the dead. And this is not a mere liturgical formula. This was not a confessional statement that people tacked on to the end of the name of Christ. But this is a cry of victory. For it implies that Christ had come, lived on earth, died, and yet risen from the dead. He had conquered everything that Satan stands for, everything that blocks our way and our life. Because the ultimate enemy has been defeated, and Christ has risen from the dead. And now, because of this, our life has a purpose. It has a goal. It follows a path that has been laid through the wilderness. Somebody has come along, and the snowplow has passed, and now we can walk much more easily and much more confidently because Christ has risen from the dead. And his second word to Timothy to remember is to remember his example. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, And this again gives a purpose because it is moving the thought processes outside of a man's own mind. And he is working for a goal, for someone else, for the elect. We are all too prone to be selfish, to miss the larger picture, to see only the little things that we are doing, and we get our heads down, and as the weight of problems and woes and trials weight us down, our heads go lower and lower, and all we can see is the little rocky path in front of us when every molehill looks like a mountain and every obstacle looks insurpassable, and we forget why we are here. And so if we look up and around us and realize he is, as Paul was doing, he was doing this for the elect, for someone else. And then again, our life takes on purpose and meaning. We remember that we have a purpose. Our life extends now from the little place in front of us. It suddenly extends to the whole of eternity. And everything begins to fall in focus and to assume its proper perspective. For now, instead of looking only at ourselves, We are looking at the world around us, at the people around us, at the good we can do. And we forget our own little petty problem. And thirdly, he sums this all up with, remember the salvation which in Christ Jesus goes with eternal glory. And so the problems of today begin to look very small when we take the long-range view and we look at salvation, which we have received in Christ Jesus. And this, not only a temporary thing, not only for this time, but it goes on into eternal glory. There is no end to the good things that God is going to do for us, and the good things that we can, with His aid and His help, accomplish for Him and for others. I finally conclude, if we endure, we shall also reign with Him. And suddenly this going with eternal glory becomes clear. We are going to reign together with Christ as King of kings and Lord of lords. We are the kings, we are the lords. This is the ultimate goal that we are approaching. And so when life becomes hard, stop. Look up to the future. Remember the risen Christ, and He is risen for me, and has done all of these things for me. So we keep in mind the risen Christ, the reason we are here, the enduring of all things, because by doing this, we will obtain the salvation which in Christ Jesus goes with eternal glory. Let us now rise and glorify our eternal God with the words of the Te Deum Laudamus.